Hello.
My name is
Pastor.
I am a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Repair. How are you today?
All right, I'm doing good. So, Tina, I think I got all the information that I'll be needing, and we have here now one of our credit advisor. Can you please give me a moment as I introduce us? All right. All right. Don't worry, I will not put you on hold, so you can be hear both of us. Hello, specialist. Can you have your name again?
My name is Oscar. How are you? How you guys are doing today?
Oh, we are doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So my name is Alex from Cheap Rentals with an agent ID of 300. I got Tina McDaniel on the line with a phone number of 562-481-0642. So she's interested in our program, and we are helping her now to find a place. I am already working on some listings of houses and apartments for her. Now, her credit score is actually at 590 as of the moment. She has a few negative marks, just like false eviction that went to collection. So she will be needing some help improving her credit score to fully qualify for home. Now, Oscar, can you please assist Tina how to improve that credit score for this renting application?
Of course, yeah. Yes. Thank you for the transfer. You have a wonderful day. I think I'm here.
All right. Thank you. Hello, Tina.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. McDaniel. Thank you for patiently waiting. Now, as you can hear, I got Oscar on the other line to further assist you working towards your credit score. So while you're talking to him, I'll be working on the listings. We will keep in touch via SMS. All right?
Okay.
All right. So please make sure to stay in the line with Oscar. You're in a good hands. And both of you have a great rest of your day. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yes,
Tina,
Oscar.
How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Just in desperate needs to find a place.
Well, I'm going to help you with that because I want to be part of your dream, okay? I want, you know, to go back in time and be like, you know what? I was glad that I was speaking with Oscar, with him, and the agent who just transferred, you know, to me, made it happen, right?
All right.
Yeah. You're going to love our program, okay? And to my understanding, you're looking for a rental or a rental home. Am I correct?
Either or. It would be fine with me. I just need one by April 1st or 2nd.
Okay. All right. Hopefully you find, you know, a rental one, okay? Because I would like for you to have, you know, your own home with a backyard, okay? So that you can, you know, celebrate, you know, Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, birthdays, the summer, the sun up, sun down, okay? So that you can have, you know, a good life, okay, there. Okay, that's what I want, you know, for you, okay? Because now, believe me, some houses are, you know, even, you know, less expensive than just, you know, an apartment, okay? So you need your own privacy, okay? So let me help you with that, okay? And our partner's going to send you that information, housing options. Right, Tina?
Yeah.
You don't have to go around the city anymore, okay? She's going to save you gas money, right? Because directly on your phone, you'll be able to see the beautiful pictures about the kitchen, the bathrooms, the living room, all of that, you know, the location, the phone number. Just get you an appointment with them. You know, I like the house. I would like to see the home today, tomorrow, over the weekend, right? You just select the best in your house. I'll do the rest, okay? And Tina,
okay.
We'll be waiting for those options to be sent out to you. Let's make sure that your credit is not the reason you're being denial. By any chance, you know what your credit score is?
590.
Okay. Yeah, based on that information, the only thing that might be holding you back could be your credit, okay? But do not worry. To us, it doesn't matter how low your credit score is. What is this study is affecting them? Excuse me. I'm going to help you, you know, become a better prospect, okay? To obtain the home you're looking for, okay? More attractive.
Okay.
More eligible. To the landlords, okay, and owners, right? Because we work with, you know, directly with them, okay? I just gotta be very honest with you, okay, Tina? Every credit score that is under 640, they are considered to be low by landlords, okay, and owners. And what they're looking for, at least, is that you are willing to improve it, okay, that you're responsible. And that's why you got transferred over to us, okay? We work on improving every aspect of your credit, helping you dispute those negative violence that are, you know, questionable to you, okay, holding you back. Giving you access to a positive credit. I can take a look at your credit summary to have an idea about the positives and negatives accounts you got showing at this moment. But let's talk about your home. How big of a home do you need? How many bedrooms and bathrooms you need?
Maybe two bedrooms, two baths, like either three bedrooms, two baths. It doesn't matter.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and put 2 to 3 bedrooms, okay? And we need to move out of okay. there by April the 1st, right?
Yes.
There you go. Now, are you currently renting or are you staying with someone?
I'm renting.
Okay. Have you been trying to move for a while now or just beginning to search?
No, I've been looking ever since December, basically, just having a hard time due to the false eviction that's on the credit report.
Yes, yes. No, the credit, you know, since that pandemic struck, okay, it changed the whole, you know, situation about renting, buying homes and all of that, okay? And that's why, you know, they're skeptical about us, okay, now. And they don't trust us, not even with a, you know, can of soda, right? And what they're looking for right. is, you know, at least that everybody's working on their credit, right?
Right.
All right. Now, excuse me. I'm here. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to put your situation as our priority so that I can help you ASAP, all right? Now.
All right.
All right, here we go. Your last name is McDaniel, right?
Yes.
Could you also provide me with your home address for the record, please?
4201 West Rochelle Avenue, apartment 1104, Las Vegas, Nevada, zip code 89103.
Let me have the zip code one more time.
89103.
Thank you very much, Las Vegas, Nevada. Do me a favor, okay? I would like to have the correct, you know, apartment and all of that, okay? Can you repeat that one more time a little slower? 4201?
Uh-huh. 4201 West Rochelle, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E Avenue.
All right. And the apartment number?
1104.
Thank you very much. So it's Ross said it's R O Z, right? Like zebra E.
R O no C. R O C.
Oh, it's a Charlie.
No, yes, he is in Charlie.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you. My basket. And then H.
R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. You're right.
Thank you very much. Could you also provide me with your email so that I can send all the details to you, please?
It's my name, Tina McDaniel Jackson, 42@yahoo.com.
Okay, hold on real quick. Let me go ahead and repeat all that. It's going to be Tina, and then your last name, McDaniel, and then Jackson, 42 at Yahoo, right?
Yeah, yahoo.com.
Right. Thank you very much. And could you also provide me with your birthday, please?
June 16th, 1966.
June 16th.
No, 6.
Oh, yeah.
16.
There you go. Thank you. 1966, right?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. And also your social, please.
557-236460.
Thank you. Now, are you currently employed or receiving a benefit like Social Security or disability, Tina?
I see Social Security, and I do part-time.
Okay. I'm going to forget about you saying that you're doing part-time, okay? I'm going to put you into a fixed income program, saving you money, okay? This is upon verification, so it's very important that you send us that in the paperwork that says that you're on a fixed income, okay, Tina? Because I don't want you to fall behind on payments, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm also going to ask you for several questions about your information we're going to pull up. I'm going to give you 5 different answers with them. Any questions, Tina, that don't apply to you, that you don't recall, or, you know, it might feel funny? Don't worry, okay? You can select none of the above, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, first question, it is like this. You may have opened a vehicle on a lease around September 2019. What is the monthly payment on a card note? Do you remember?
307.
All right. Got it. Thank you. Next question, it is. You remember who you're making payments to or was? I got B&W Financial, BB&T, Ally Financial, and Westlake Financial.
Westlake.
Thank you very much. Next one, it is. Which of the following, it is your current or previous employer? I got Japanese Auto Specialist. I got Phillips, Lund and Lund. I got Mr. Janitorial and Carta Technologies. So none of the above.
Mr. Janitoria.
Thank you very much. Here we go. And which of the following people, Tina, have lived with you in the last 10 years? I got Bonnie Waitner. I got Heather Tidwell. I got Cassandra Argonese and Stephen Wildlife.
Yeah. None of those. I don't even know those people.
There you go. And Tina, according to our records, she graduated from which of the following high schools? Arcadia High School, St. Elizabeth High School, Aliso Viejo High School, or St. Andrews Episcopal High School, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Okay. There we go. Now, this is a soft pull we're doing, okay? I am not affecting your credit, right, Tina? That's why I'm asking you these questions, because this is a soft pull, okay? Just to verify that this is really you, okay? Once I take a look at your credit, the only thing that I'll be able to see is going to be nothing but numbers, right? But I'll break it down the best way I can for you so that you can understand, okay, what it is, and if you can remember, you know, what are, you know, the links that you have here, okay? But if you ask me who's giving you a bad record, I won't be able to tell you who it is, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, your credit score at this moment, it's with Equifax, it's 570.
570.
Yeah. On your record, it's showing that you have one account in delinquent, meaning that it is past due over 30 days. You have a total of two minor delinquent accounts, right? I see here that what is affecting you is that you have three major derogatory accounts close to being collection because they are seriously past due over 60 to 90 days, right? Two out of those three are in collection already, and the balance collection amount you got on your report is $4,464.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Yeah.
That's the one that's messing me up, that one.
Yeah. It's all good, okay? It doesn't matter to us. Okay, we're going to help you with this, okay? That's what you have been denied in the past couple of months, okay? Five different times.
Yes.
So it's 10, 11 negatives affecting your credit score at this moment, right? Here we go. 11 negatives.
Oh, excuse me.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, let me tell you about the good news, okay? That's what you got transferred, okay, for the good news, okay? Not for the bad news, okay, Tina? I'm going to make your day, okay? You're going to love this. Now, to us, like I mentioned to you, okay, it doesn't matter if your credit score at this moment is a 570, okay? And even though, you know, the lenders are looking for, you know, 640 and above with not negative items, even though you have, you know, those 11 negatives, is that once we get you enrolled into our services, you're going to have access to one of our features called the creditfirst.com. Right?
Okay.
In here, you're going to find the letter of reference that we're going to send out to you. And this letter of reference, Tina, is for you to show the representatives, okay, and the owners, okay, that you are working on your credit score with us, right? And what we're going to do here, we're going to send that letter of reference to the representatives in the area and also to the owners of the properties so that they can also have proof in their hand that you are working on your credit score with us, right? And the good news is, Tina, that if they allow you to move in, right?
Uh-huh.
You can move in and live there and work on your credit score with us at the same time. How about it? Sounds good?
Sounds good to me.
There you go. Sounds good to you. Sounds good to me, right? Now.
Right.
What I want you to do here, Gina, is that when you have access to your credit report, everything that is not supposed to be there, everything that is already had to be, you know, like removed, or you don't recognize, mark them in blue for me. Because we are going to be using the FCRA law against everything that is harming you. They could be questionable to you. You can probably identify them like misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable. We are going to be sending out targeting these few letters aggressively. We are going to force a removal on each and every one of them at the same time with the three credit bureaus, like if they never happened. Well, let me tell you, that's how we're going to do it. All right, that's all that matters to them, okay, that you're willing to work on improving it. Now, you're not going to be alone in this process either, Tina, because you're going to have your credit advisor helping you along this process, okay? And I'm going to send to you your unique client portal. That's where you'll be able to see your credit improvement 24/7, all your credit history, the negatives that we're working on, and the ones that we help to remove away from your credit history. Follow me? That's how we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, okay, now, in the app, you're going to find our email so that you can send us that paperwork that says you are on a fixed income to give you that discount, okay? It's very important. Okay. But let me give you, like, the cherry of the pie, okay? This is the best news ever you're going to hear, okay? Other than your kids, all right, when they were born. Do me a favor, Tina. Please close your eyes, okay? So that you can pay attention real close. Like I mentioned earlier, okay, your goal right now is to, you know, get a rental home. Better yet, you know, your very own rental home home, okay? Two to three bedrooms, okay? Okay? And of course, okay, you may be out of reach due to your current credit that you have at this moment, okay? With that collection you're having, right? And maybe at this moment, Tina, you don't have any down payment. If you're, you know, outshot, okay? Don't worry about that. We understand the situation you're going through. You know, living on a fixed income, you're barely making it, right? Making payments, you know, to the rental, groceries, and utility bills, all of that, right? Money's gone. So don't worry about it, okay? Let me tell you what we're excited about. We have partnered with one of the biggest rent-to-own programs in the country that allows our clients, Tina, like yourself, okay, who may not qualify for a traditional mortgage, but you can rent a home while saving up for the down payment. How about it? How did that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Now, you get all the benefits with us, okay? Well, you know, restarting your credit, you can just be searching for the home, apply for the program, and you got everything with us, okay? Sounds good?
Yes.
All right. So, like I said, okay, mentioned to you earlier, okay, we can go ahead and get you started today, right, into our process. Just send us a paperwork that you're, you know, on a fixed income to give you a discount, because I don't want you to pay, you know, like a normal client. Normal client pay $150. No, not that, okay? You would only have only one-time fee enrollment fee, okay, which is $119, okay? And your monthly payment is going to drop down to $79 a month. But if you don't have the $119 to get enrolled today, I can still help you today with only $12.95. How about it? Less than $13.
Sounds good.
Yeah, any questions, any doubts?
No.
All right. So let's get you started.
Okay.
All right. And what would I be using? Visa, MasterCard, or Discover?
Let me see. I have to go ahead and check to see which one I'm using today.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
Take your time, okay? I'll be here.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I have a Capital One card, but I don't know if it's debit or Visa.
It's okay, okay? We can use it, okay? And I will not overdraft your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for you.
Okay. Where did it go? Okay, the number is 44 47 96 27 0 7 43 70 12.
And the number in the back?
739.
Thank you. Let me go ahead and I repeat the 16-digit number because I believe I punched in the incorrect number. Okay, so I got here 4427.
No, no, you, that's what you messed up.
Oh.
It's 4447.
Oh, there you go. Then after that is 9627. And then 0743. And then 7D12. Am I correct?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. And let me go ahead and give you more good news, okay? Because this is all about savings, okay? And I would like to save you as much money as I can, all right?
All right.
If you have a friend, a family member, a neighbor, anybody who's willing to work on their credit, right? We can get them enrolled in your same package. They are going to be for free. But they can pitch in for the $12.95, splitting, you know, that $12.95 between the two of you, okay? Saving you both money. And in 2 weeks for the 119 full enrollment fee, that also can be split between the two of you, saving you both money, right? And I will put the extra someone, okay, on your same program, even though they're not on a fixed income, okay, to help them, you know, save up money, all right? Let me ask you, would you like to start by yourself or with somebody else today?
Just for myself right now.
There you go. Okay. And it is not blocked, right? I can run it for the $12.95. Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. And because this is a recording, and we just need to go over our credit card disclosure, we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment to be charged today. The standard procedure dictates that the card resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay. Only $12.95. Okay.
Okay.
And welcome to the Credit Pros. I got you logged in, okay, with the $12.95, okay? I'm excited, okay, to be part of your dream, all right?
All right.
Do me a favor. Do you have a piece of paper and pencil that I can give you the phone number for your credit advisor? Remember I told you that they're going to be with you along this process?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
It is 973.
973.
233. Yes. 4388. Okay. That is correct. All right. And also do me another favor. Take a look on your phone. I send you a text message that says, welcome to the Credit Plus. Login ASAP, please.
Yes. I got it.
There you go. Click on that and select next step, please.
I'm waiting for it to log in. I mean, to load up.
Yeah, take your time, okay? I'll be here with you, okay? So you're not going to be alone in this process, okay? I'm going to help you with this, right?
Okay. Okay, it's at the agreement.
Yes. Just click on that and then select next step, okay? Those are the ones, you know, that I mentioned to you, okay? Everything in the program.
Okay, got my name and everything.
Right here, it's going to ask you for you to create a password.
Okay.
It needs to be a totally new password, okay? Read the instructions.
I got it. Okay.
All right. After that, just do it again, save it, and then select next step, please.
Well, okay, let's go.
All right. Now, the page that we're looking for is the one that says, please select the negative items, okay, that, you know, that you would like to dispute, right?
Okay.
Go over that listings, okay? I believe that they're already in blue, right?
Yeah, they're already in there.
There you go. Whatever you know is legit, that it belongs to you, that you recognize, you can unselect them. Right, everything else that doesn't belong to you, that's not supposed to be there, leave them in blue.
Okay. Okay.
There you go. All right. Now select OK. Got it?
Well done. Peter, your dispatch. This may take up to 60 seconds. Okay, it's already gone.
Yeah. Tell me when you see the new credibility, okay?
Well, it's telling me my scores are 568.
That's with TransUnion. The other one, it is Equifax, and the last one is going to be Experian, okay? In this same page, up on top, all the way up on top, okay, on the left side corner, do you see menu, the word menu?
On the same page at the very top,
Yeah. Click on menu, please. Now, once you select menu, it's going to give you dashboard, credit center, education, communication hub, learning center, and a wildlife for you to select on resources, please.
Resources?
Yes, please. Now, okay. Once you select resources, it's going to give you several options in here, okay, in blue. Scroll down to where it says letter or reference.
Come on, what you doing, thingy? I have to go back. My phone was doing some other stuff.
Yeah. It's like it has it's mind of its own, right?
Yeah, right about now it does. And it's a credit repair.
Okay. Yeah. Remember, it's okay. So you can select menu, okay, all the time, okay? That's how you get in and get out.
Okay. So it's just showing me all other stuff. that's on the credit. So what, when I go to resources, what do I suppose to go do after that? It just showed me a whole bunch of figures and stuff, repair items. I'm at the resource. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. When you see, when you hit resources, just make sure that you look for the letter of reference.
Oh, letter of reference. That's what I'm looking for. So yeah. Would that be at the bottom?
No, it's like the seventh, sixth. Because at the beginning it is a slash RX discount. Next one it is resume generator. Next one it is a job search. Okay, in case anybody or your friends okay looking for a job, they can go through here. Debt snowballed. Okay, how you go, you know, from the lowest to the highest. Credit and finance, and then letter of reference. You select and open letter of reference, and that's the one that you need to download. Okay, that's going to be giving you like an option, okay, so that you can download it. And how you can print that out? But let me tell you, okay, you can go to a public library, you can go to Walmart, Walgreens, or you know, even an internet cafe that we have those at this moment, right? And they can help you, you know, print that out. When you find a home, go ahead and take that in hand, right? Also, the agent who transferred you over to us, okay, is going to send you the listing of houses, okay? It's a text message. It's not an email, right, Tina? It's a text message, right? You click on that, and you start selecting the best house for you, okay? And then you go from there. All I wish is to be there to take a look at your face when you're like moving into a home and me helping you move in, okay? Everybody got to eat, right? I'll take the car decider, right? But I can't, okay? Just look for the best house and hope you for the best, okay? Now, what I need to do is transfer you over to Ace. That'll be, you know, no more than 2 minutes. But it's very important that you listen to the entire message, okay? Question?
Okay.
Doubt? All right. Yeah. The number that I gave you is for your credit advisor. Any questions, any doubts, you get lost or whatever, give them a call back, okay?
Okay.
You have a blessed day. Thank you.
You stay too. Safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.